Beloved, it has been beautiful to hear you speak about primal and other childhood therapy and trauma therapy. Yes, because that's where you are, Lena. Not the silence, but the primal therapy. And all these therapies are there to prepare the space for meditation, for silence. That's why they are needed. In the past, it wasn't like that. That's why I always say, when people try to go to the Vipassana retreat or Satsang retreat or go to the Himalayas with the Buddhists, they are sitting on volcanoes because they haven't prepared the space. You are so full of anger, of traumas, of opinions, of jealousy, of victimness, of being someone, so much. It is not like it was thousands of years ago when the planet was very innocent, in the days of a Buddha or a Krishna. No, you have to prepare. That is what all therapy is for. And depending on your story, how much you are identified with it, it might be short, it might be long. So it's very needed to empty out, to help you empty out. That is what dynamic is in a nutshell, no? But maybe you need more, that you have to be truthful with yourself. Because I recognize myself, how much I have been protecting myself behind all these layers, projecting not only my father, but my mother also, unto you. Yes. And that is why this therapy is needed, because you don't even know what you are doing. You are projecting it even to the master, because you are unconscious. And that's how you are, if you look into yourself. And without these kind of things and therapies, you won't even see it. And nothing, how can you be close to the master if you go on projecting your whole story, your whole past, your whole trauma, even your mama and your papa, and maybe the grandfathers and grandmothers and uncles also. And even my family, unto the Sangha, sometimes with big feelings of not being seen or worthy, but sometimes also in very subtle ways without knowing it. Of course, without knowing it. And that's why it's so difficult to point out your blind spots, because you can see it. And when you are confronted with it, then it hurts. You want to protect it. No, I'm very good. How come you can say that? So it's very difficult to be truthful in this world, and that's why you are not truthful. We have forgotten about that. Nobody in the society, nobody even of your friends, is truthful because they want to be nice, they want to be liked, they want to be loved. So that's the hard thing for the master, how to get through this conditioning, this China wall that is between you and existence, you and love, you and truth, you and the master. How is that possible? Only by becoming more and more conscious that you have these kind of stumbling blocks, which is very difficult because, like you say, without even knowing it. So it takes time. And now, even on an emotional level, but just in the system, a reaction that is impossible even to notice. It's not impossible, because when you get more and more sensitive, more and more aware, then you will take notice. If you are just a storm in your emotions, in your feelings, in your minds, how can you take notice of any peace? It's impossible. So all this is to empty out, to become more quiet. The more quiet, you start taking notice. Isn't that what's happening? That's what I'm doing with you here. Every day I get letters, wow, I realize something so beautiful. I could really feel the tree. I touched the grass. I smelled it. Being in the river, how amazing. I never felt the river like this. Because you are becoming more conscious. You are becoming more present. You are becoming more aware. So the more aware you are, the more that means the more you are with yourself, the more truthful you are, the more you are with me, the more I can talk to you without any filters. I don't need to be afraid. I'm never afraid, but I'm a little concerned that you will shut down even more than you are shut down. Because you protect the ego and you want to be spiritual. You want to be a goody-goody. And then maybe it's just the opposite that you have to face. That is very delicate. Because a reaction that is impossible even to notice because it is so familiar. Yeah, you become the feelings, the thoughts, the emotions. And because this has kept me away from you, it has been so painful. Yeah, but it's only by being with me also that you start seeing it. So it's like Rumi says, where the pain is, that's where maybe the light comes in. That's an opening. Because now you start feeling, you start becoming real. And who wants to feel pain? Or feeling that they are arrogant? Or feeling that they are closed? And especially in the Sangha, in the spiritual community, because everybody wants to be so meditative and so open and so beautiful, no? But you cannot go deep if you haven't cleared out that which is unreal. The real is always there, but it won't come forth before you have unburdened yourself with these layers of untruths, of lies, of imagination. This has kept me away from you. It has been so painful, and then I have dealt with it in the same pattern of reaction by criticizing or being hard on myself. I should not be like this, I should be open. But it has just been another side of the ego trying to control everything. Yes, Lena, and you have been very good of that, of controlling. And it's very difficult to disturb somebody who's controlling because they are stubborn. You are used to be, the ego wants to be in control. Even if the master says something, you have your own opinions because you are not ready to see it as it is. Trying to control everything. That's why it takes time. And even here, Lena, you had this habit, or maybe still part of it is still there, that you want to do your own thing. That's this separation, this control. You have your own ideas how things should be, instead of just melting in and going with the flow. It's something bigger happened here. So that, of course, is painful, because then you are not flowing then. You want to do your own thing, you have your own vision, your own ideas, even for Dharma Mountain. You should just be one of the paths, enjoying the ride. So I hope that you start seeing this. understanding and seeing this really brings everything back to myself and what I have absorbed, opening to being with it. Not that it does not come up, it comes up many times, but it is so much less of a charge. And I can see it and meet it in a different way. Yeah, that means that now I start getting more clear. Your situation is not so foggy. You have a little more distance to your lies, to your ideas, to your ego. Then, of course, you start seeing. If you go all the way, which I'm trying to bring you, which is the journey back to yourself, then you will see everything clear. Then nothing touches you, though, because there is awareness. That's in the old scriptures in India, they're saying, please, Master, lead me from darkness to light, from delusion to reality, from death to immortality. That is the whole journey, no? Not just seeing and being involved in the reaction, but accessing the feeling underneath it. This opens me also for more watchfulness and clarity, seeing how the thoughts affect my emotions, and not listening to them, coming back to myself, to the moment. Yes. Because first you have the mind, no? That is bad enough, because you are so identified with the mind. Who is not identified with the mind and what you think? That is your whole ego structure. But deeper than that, when you start going in, is your feelings. Feelings is even more. And then you have your emotions, my emotions. That is much deeper than the mind again. And if you touch somebody's emotions, then you're in deep water. So awareness comes only when you have a distance, when you can see these layers of your mind, your thinking mind, your feelings, your emotions. You have a distance. That is awareness. You're seeing you are more than that. You are more than your whole story. But that cannot come before you have cleaned it out, which is what you've been working on. And that's why I support these things. That's why Osho introduced, it had never been therapy groups and this kind of meditation in any ashram for thousands of years in India. Nobody understood, you know. And why? Because it was mostly Westerners coming. People like you who is full of stuff, and much more now. Because now the new generation is just so polluted since they are little. Don't you see the parents give them a iPad even when they are 2 years old to play with? You have a phone when you are 8 years old. Nobody goes and plays, they just watch the screen. How to come back? How to bring these people back? And if you don't realize that you need to take responsibility to clean up yourself, it cannot happen. Nobody can do it for you. I experience so much more harmony inside that I even sometimes think that something is missing. Where have all the drama and worrying gone? Yes. Yes, Lena, you should really look for it. But this is an important place because it comes a time where you have done a lot of work and you start realizing, my God, where's all my problems? You start getting more spacious, more clear. That's how the mind will then try to pull you back. You cannot be so peaceful. You cannot be so happy. You cannot be so blissed out you have to go back to your problems. That's why the mind always have revenge. Because awareness means you are not identified with the mind. So then the mind who's been in charge your whole life, and not only in whole life, but for lifetimes, will come back. Who do you think you are? You should suffer more. You should doubt everything. All these people in the Sangha, even the Master, is against you. That's how the mind operates. Why me? Why me? Because I'm blind. I cannot see. When you start seeing, then you see, you understand. So the more you see, the more awareness, the more truthful you become, the more you will be tested. Because you have to take care of that clarity. That will give you new challenges. Now it's much more difficult to do stupid things. That's why when you're unconscious, do as much stupid things as you can, because later it will be more and more difficult. Yeah? But then the problem is with so-called spiritual people or these influencers and all that, you know, as holy yogis and stuff. They are not aware, but they want to be aware. So then they have a facade that they are spiritual, they are humble, they are meditative. But it's not real. You just scratch a little bit and they get angry. A very serious business. I experience so much more harmony inside that I even sometimes think that something is missing. Where have the drama and worrying gone? Yes. Even with my grown-up children, where there have been so much up and downs, it's quieter. Lena, don't breathe. Don't breathe, just pray. I'm not so pulled in, so easily involved as before. Yeah, that's another thing. The more unconscious you are, the more you will get involved. Because you still have some desires. You want something, but you want something from some unconscious people also. Then you're in the same boat. That's why I'm saying that it's very important when you start becoming aware that you hang out with people who are more aware. That's what satsang is all about. That you can rise in consciousness. Because it's very, very easy to fall back. And when you are together with unconscious people, ignorant people like yourself, how can you get out of it? You will fall back to your old games. Like that, because you don't have strong enough awareness. You don't have strong enough light in yourself. So it's almost impossible alone in this society. I also know that all this can happen only because I'm here. In the Annecy, also between the retreats, and that supports so much, beloved. I know that I notice that whenever I go out, it's much more harder and such a relief to come back. Yes, and you are talking about going out, just leaving Dharma Mountain or the Sangha. It's hard for you and you are here. It's tough for you to face. With all that support. So you should remember that it's not easy to transform yourself. You have to put in conscious work in it. It's an understanding that you are devoted, you are committed to the path. It will never happen if you are wishy-washy. And you might be wishy-washy, which you have been among many others for a long time, but you are reminded again and again, and you are confronted again and again because you are here. Just think about all the people in the world who don't have that. That is why it's invaluable. If you want to grow. Some people, they say, no, so much is coming up. Yeah, but isn't that good so you can see your stuff? No, I'm afraid. I don't know how to behave. Of course you don't know, because it's a new situation. You have to use your true intelligence, your true clarity, not from your past. That is the challenge. And you will always have mirrors around, which you are not used to. So again and again, you get hurt. Or you can go on the other side that you are bragging how much you know. Just a little wisdom and the ego takes it. So you have to be aware of all these things. And I'm so truly grateful for all that I receive and am supported in, for the work that is happening here and the Sangha family that is growing so beautifully in beauty around you, at your feet. So grateful for the life I have because of you, Lina. That's the thing, that insight doesn't come before you're going deeper in yourself. And then you understand more, you are so grateful, and out of that gratefulness, then you have trust, because you know now some transformation has happened. It is happening, and out of that more trust. If that hasn't happened, then you will still be in this blaming towards the Sangha, even towards the Master. And maybe it is from your past boyfriend, your mother and your father, whatever it is, doesn't matter. But it has nothing to do with now. And that is your work to clean up. Otherwise, it will always be between you and the Master, or you and your reality, or you and yourself. This is what I'm trying to remind you of. It's a whole journey, no? I see people, they come, the body is tense, the mind is tense, the emotions are tense. It's like, my God, how is that human? How does she breathe? How does she move? It's layers and layers and layers that you have to relax, melt. And in that melting, you will take a new shape, which is unknown for you. So you have to be ready to change and change. As you grow, everything changes. Which you see all the time now, all the letters I'm getting. My God, how beautiful. I had this silence for the first time in my life. My heart is so open. Everything is so beautiful. I'm in heaven. Yes, that's the potential. That's what I want to show you. But you have to take care of it and be aware when the mind comes back. Because when you are not involved with your mind, when you're in that space of heaven or the moment or silence or gratefulness, then you are free of the mind. That's the whole. My whole work is to remind you that you are not that. You are, in fact, a divine being that has a human experience. But when you have forgotten the divine, your true self, then everything takes a different color. Then you're just a body, a mind, problems, competition. Nina, are you ready? Huh?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You see, I have to catch you in these moments. Now you have to remember.